أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. The ayat we discussed yesterday, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship and you alone do we seek assistance from. Note how the mode of speech had changed. In the first three verses, we are praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we're saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, and all of that is the third person. In other words, we are not talking directly to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een and Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqeem, we are now directly conversing with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After pledging that it is only Allah that we worship and it is only Allah that we seek assistance and help from, now we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this part of the surah, that is for my servant, and for my servant is whatever he asks. So what are we asking from Allah? We are saying, Ihdina, O Allah, guide us, Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the straight path. Let us try to understand what this hidayat is all about, this guidance that we speak about, and we asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we want hidayat. And out of all the things that we are supposed to be asking from Allah, all the things that we need from Allah, all the things we need in this world and the akhirat, here at this point, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala teaches us to ask for hidayat from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to ask for guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we break this word up, hidayat, into its literal sense, it will mean to show the path to the destination of a person with gentleness, with kindness. And this is what we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for, that Allah, with gentleness and kindness, show us the path to our destination. Now, what is our destination? We do not need to guess. Each of us are desirous of Jannatul Firdaus and the highest places of Jannatul Firdaus in the hereafter. So we are now asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to guide us to this Jannatul Firdaus, to guide us to the path of salvation in the hereafter, to the path of Allah's rahmah, Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, and all those innumerable ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prepared for us in Jannat. Ulama have expressed that when we look through the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has spoken about different forms of hidayat. One form, which is a very universal form of hidayat, in other words, all the creations and creatures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been blessed with this hidayat. Although Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not compel them to carry out deeds like how Allah has compelled insan and jinnat, but yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed them with this hidayat and this guidance that Allah has granted them. It is through this guidance that they recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and they praise and glorify Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that there is nothing from the creatures and the creations of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but all of them glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. O insan, no matter what your knowledge may be like, no matter what your insight may be and your experience and wisdom may be like, but you will not understand the tasbih. We will hear the birds chirping, for example. We will hear the waters trickling, for example. We will hear the sounds of the winds and the leaves when the winds blow. But we do not understand how the tasbih is being made and what the tasbih of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. But Allah has guided them. Allah has given them some form of hidayat whereby they have recognized Allah, and in recognizing Allah, the purity, the perfection of Allah, they begin to glorify and praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second form of hidayat is hidayat which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed mankind and jinnat, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah has sent kitab so that man will see this form of guidance, and man will accept the hidayat, and man will accept iman and believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the third form of hidayat is after a person has accepted iman and Islam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to grant that person the spiritual ability to continue to worship Allah and to continue to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبًا. Whoever has brought iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides his heart. And this is what we call tawfiq. This is what we call the spiritual ability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person. The more وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. The more a person endeavors in the path of Allah, the more لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, Allah ta'ala grants them hidayat. So that is that tawfiq, that Allah ta'ala grants that spiritual ability. Allah creates conditions that become conducive for a person to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, when we are saying ihdina, O Allah, guide us, then this guidance is in all forms. That O Allah, the important and ultimate is this, that we all enter Jannatul Firdaus with the fadl and grace of Allah, and we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide us on this path towards Jannatul Firdaus. And we know that the best form of a guide when we don't know the road is not a person that will tell us to turn left or to turn right, but the best form of a guide is the one that holds our hand and takes us to where we need to go. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala holds the hands of his servants, and Allah ta'ala leads them to the way towards Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.